Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another podcast of Life with Brittany, a Peculiar Podcast. I'm coming with you this morning from a very weird place. If you are not blind, maybe that's insensitive, excuse me. If you have not been informed, that's better. If you have not been informed, there's a lot of stuff going on in America right now, outside of the pandemic, which I think we were kind of already, you know, maybe getting used to, even though, you know, I think they opened up outside a little too early, but it was just something we were kind of managing. We've been dealing with a lot of injustice, and I was okay until my character got attacked the other day, which has never happened to me before, because I'm usually pretty, one, open to conversation, and whatever number I'm on, people know me. And they know what I stand for and the kind of person that I am. And so it was a little out of pocket and random. But I did want to address some things, not to defend myself, because God does that. And so I don't have to worry about that. Otherwise, I'll be here all day, right? But just some things to clarify and just for some perspective. So it's not going to be long. I just want to cover some things. One, I posted about... First of all, I posted a couple of things, and people tend to ignore and only see what they want to see. The first thing I posted was about how I will never understand how people will dislike someone because of skin color. That's insane to me. Like, how can, and this is not against anybody, but this is just an example, how can a white person hate a black person just because they are black? That is insane. First of all, I don't hate anybody. I may dislike people, but I promise you it's not because of their skin color. It's just their attitude or maybe their demeanor, but I never hate them. And so you not only go above the dislike, you hate, literally hate somebody just because their skin color. That's insane. Unfortunately, I think most black people have experienced this before, some type of racism. I experienced it throughout my life. I'm from Austin, Texas, and I think Austin is wonderful and I love it. And I think there's honestly racist people everywhere, but you know, Texas can have a little bit more than others. And my first grade teacher was racist, and she ended up being fired because my parents stood up for me. Cause it was, like I said, it was awful, and I'm not about to go through the whole thing again, but that was my first encounter, and I couldn't understand how somebody could be that mean to me just because I was a little black girl. Happened in fourth grade, and unfortunately we had a new principal then, and so I had to move. So that was rough. I experienced it in middle school. I experienced it as an adult. I currently live in Charlotte. I've experienced it in Charlotte, just going to a store and having a terrible experience and couldn't believe, like, I'm 32 and this is happening in my back door. And not to be naive, it's just I try to see the best in people. And so I was like, wait a minute. And I am not one to throw the race card, but when you walk through everything else, like, okay, it literally had to be nothing but that. And I had to call corporate and have a conversation with them. And they were really, they were nice individuals. They were very upset about the situation. And I didn't get to go back into that store because I wanted to see, you know, if something changed. And then Corona happened. So there's that. But so I experienced that. And it's a, oh, it's an awful feeling. It's terrible. And I don't want anybody to go through that. And so I can only imagine how it feels for a family to have one of their family members brutally just murdered for no reason. I don't think there's any reason for murder, honestly. But anyway, but brutally murdered and televised. Like, that's, how do you even, I don't even know how to cope with that. That's awful. And in lieu of our latest report, which is of George Floyd, who was murdered, it's just so hard to say. It's just unbelievable. It's believable because we know our system is corrupt and our world is corrupt, but it's still unbelievable to see that. And I posted, again, another thing I posted was, it was about our black men and how we love you, we need you, your life is worthy. As a man, I can't even imagine what that feels like. Like, you're completely degraded. Like, we're not human. Like, I don't get it. It's just straight evil. That's it. It's just evil. Then I posted, I was trying to just go through things I posted. Then I posted about, because I woke up the following morning to people in Minneapolis looting and burning down buildings. And just watching the videos of us, black people, because I am black, of black people doing these things, it was heartbreaking because I don't want us to feel like that's a solution for us. And I don't like seeing us in that light. I do not. And people can disagree with that and support it. And that's okay. Like, I'm not attacking anybody or saying that if you agree with this, then you are whatever. I didn't say that at all. My personal opinion, I don't agree with stealing or looting or burning down a building, regardless of the situation. If you're purple, black, white, or blue, I don't think that's appropriate for anybody. But especially for us, because I already feel like a lot of individuals, and this is whatever race, think that we steal. If you go into a hair store, how many times, and this is for my African-American men and women, you go into a hair store and they follow us in the store. How many times have I experienced that? And I'm always super nice. And I go to the same hair store, but they still do that. So it's like they already think we steal. And for me to see that, I'm like, oh, man, like they already think we steal. This is confirming that. And then the flip side of that, which is what me and my brother talked about, I was like, if this continues, they're going to bring in authorities and it's not going to be good for us. I don't want to see us hurt anymore. I don't want to see us dying anymore. And people can say like, oh, well, that's just a price that has to be paid. Okay, if that's how you feel, but I don't want another innocent life taken. And then if you haven't noticed, y'all's wonderful president, and I'm saying that in the most sarcastic way, said that when the looting starts, the shooting starts. This is the type of person we have in office. He does not care about one people, in my opinion, and he sure don't care about black people, which is another reason why I was like, I knew that was, I felt it. I felt it because I'm like, this is too tense. I know he is not going to respond in favor, one, or really trying to support George Floyd's family or even talking about the police officers much. He's going to go straight to us. I knew it. And that is awful. That is inappropriate. I think it's also evil. I got a whole nother situation for Donald Trump, but I don't support that. I don't support that at all. Regardless of who, he don't do that. If this was another race, he might've still sent the military out or whatever, but it would have been a peaceful situation. He would have walked them out or let them finish and kept it pushing. But with us, he's saying, if y'all loot, we're going to shoot you. Excuse me? Is that the solution? No, that's awful. That's terrible. Like, how dare you treat us like we just whatever? And I hate it. And that really was the push behind my statement. I've talked to several people, and I'm grateful for those that who had the conversation with me openly, and it wasn't demeaning. It was just trying to have a meeting of the mind and gain perspective. And I appreciate those conversations because in this situation, I'm starting to feel like there is no quote unquote, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say there will be people to agree and to disagree. And I think it's okay to agree to disagree. We do not all have to be on the same page on this situation. However, the issue comes with, we have to come together for a solution. We got to have that unity component. When we are unified, you can't stop it. But we have to be unified in that approach. But I do see it kind of being a Malcolm X versus MLK situation. And people don't want to hear about peaceful approaches. They don't. They're over it. And I get it. We've tried peaceful. Kaepernick was on his knee, and that was the most peaceful protest you can have. And they got him out the NFL, which is garbage. Like, how... That was frustrating, and I think that is so unfair for a man who was standing up for his people, for us to be kicked out of organization, and I just think that's unfair. But we've tried, again, the peaceful way. We've had the peaceful protests. We've had, peaceful conversations. We've had all these things. President Obama, this was a couple years ago, he had a forum that was peaceful, and nothing has gotten accomplished. And so I understand that people are like, cool, we tried that. This is what we're doing now. I don't agree with any type of violence. I don't. And you can feel some type of way about that. Okay, that's fine. I don't agree with violence. I don't agree with causing harm to other people. I don't agree with destroying a city. Like, y'all, black people live there too. Y'all live there. This is stuff y'all got to keep looking at. Like, when this is done, when you're going to burn down the whole city, what are you going to have? And that's just my opinion. Like I said, if people feel like this is the right action, all right, that's how you feel. I can't go against that. But what I don't like is when somebody comes at me and says, oh, you don't support the looting, you don't support the burning, so you support the situation. Wait a minute. No, that's insane. I'm a black person. Everybody in my life is black. My father is a black man. My brother is a black man. My cousins, my boyfriend is black. Like, no, I don't know what I'd do if one of them have died like this. I would lose it. But I have been brought up for nonviolence. That's just what it is. And I will never support that. Support our people 100%. Support the looting. Support the burning of buildings. I don't support that. Again, after having several conversations, I even talked to my mother, who is a counselor, just trying to understand actions of people. And when I say understand, I really mean understanding. I'm not being condescending. I'm not trying to feel any kind of way. It's legit trying to understand, which is what I do on a daily. You can ask my friends. I ask a lot of questions. I try to gain perspective because I know it's not just my way of thinking. And I never want it to be Britney's world or everybody has to agree with what Britney says. That's not the person I am. I always try to gain perspective and understanding. So just understanding that people feel like this is the best response. This is how people grieve. This is how they release. Some people, of course, and this is what people feel is right, and they're tired, they've reached the bowling point, and I'm like, okay, I understand, and that's just it, people. I understand the situation, and I think it's unfair when you only see one side. I know people have been sending different looting situations to my page, and cool, thank you for that. That's a different perspective. But I never, again, said that I supported anybody looting. I don't care if you're white, again, purple or black. It don't matter. I don't support that. And then people reference, well, Jesus flipped over tables and all this. Yeah, he did. He was pissed because they were in the temple selling things when that's a place of worship. That's why he flipped over tables. But he ain't hurt nobody. He ain't burned no building down. But that was Jesus. And they also killed Jesus, and he was completely innocent, just to keep that in mind. And just to talk about just, I know I'm all over the place, but this is just, it's just been a lot. To justify anger, it is 100% fine for you to be angry. It's okay for you to be pissed, fed up, upset. An injustice has been done, and that is biblical. That is righteous anger. An injustice has been done, and God hates that. He hates when people are killed. Like, this is awful. This is not something he supports. And regardless of what you believe, it's not. And, you know, people refer to, well, God, you know, he destroyed. Yeah, God slaughtered a whole lot of people who came against his people, against his righteous people. He slaughtered a lot of people. Go back to the Old Testament. It was rough. But guess what? I'm not God. So I can't condone that. God didn't tell me to go out and shoot nobody. He didn't tell me to go burn a building down. He didn't tell me to do any of that. My first line of defense is prayer, and you can feel some type of way about that too. Okay, that's for my first line of defense. Prayer, one, to ask God, one, to just, I really want him to, you know, cover the town, the area that's really having the worst situation, for him to rectify the situation, also to help us come together and have a solid perspective. But then aside from prayer, which again, I think is important, but aside from that, what tangibly are we going to do? I don't have a solution. If somebody started a protest here in Charlotte, I'm cool. Let's go. Let's do it. I'm going to be peaceful about it. You know, and be mindful about it. Making sure the setup is right. Cool. If there's an organization that's going to be doing something, I will go to that office with my mask on. I'll write something, you know, make a post. I mean, I'm cool with the support. It's just, I don't know what the solution is. For me, my solution is not burning the building or looting. If that's something that you are for, cool. If you're like, y'all need to do whatever means necessary to get the attention or to do whatever, that's how you feel, cool. I just don't feel that way. And I think people, because they're so fed up and so frustrated, when you say you don't necessarily support that, they feel like you don't support the whole thing. You don't support the cause, and you actually support The death of George Floyd. No, that's insane. No, just because I want to be peaceful about it doesn't mean that means no action. That just means trying to find a better solution. Because I don't want any more of us getting hurt. It is hard because, like I said in the beginning of this podcast, we've tried the peaceful thing. We've tried it for years and it doesn't seem to really work. MLK did a lot of work. I think he got a lot of things underway, but they killed him too, right? So it's tough being black. I saw something on Instagram and said, I wish people would love black people as much as they love black culture. And I stand by that because I think a lot of individuals, different races, love our culture, but don't love us. And I think that's something that needs to be addressed. And I don't know how that changes, but Bishop T.D. Jakes, let me pull that up. He said on his Instagram, which I thought was pretty much what I was saying. And this is regards to somebody was saying, you know, they're tired of being peaceful. It's time to, you know, tear it up. It's time to show action. And like I said, just because you want to do something in a peaceful manner does not mean you have no action. You can confront somebody in a peaceful way without yelling your voice, without doing whatever. You can do all that. If you feel the need to yell your voice, okay, but it doesn't mean you have to kill them or you know, cause harm. So there's a way to do that. But anyway, what he said was, in regards to that, trust me, I feel the pain. It's a solution we disagree about. Not the pain. We agree with the pain. We feel it. We're black. Like, I mean, that's our family member down there. Like, we feel that. He says the lynching gets overshadowed by the burning and the looting, which means the killing of George Floyd seems to be overshadowed because now it's like we're looking at the burning, we're looking at the looting, and now we're looking at people getting arrested. Now we're looking at the cops coming in. Now we're looking at Donald Trump saying that he's going to shoot us if we loot. Like, that's the attention it seems to be going to. He says, I believe the greatest changes made by a reason approach. We don't need more death, one. We don't need jailed black men to be martyrs for the cause. We don't need anybody else in jail for a cause that needs a strategic alliance with good people, black and white. And I'm going to include everybody with good people, period. There needs to be a strategic alliance because when you are strategic and you got that solid plan, I believe that works. I think that's how other people are able to get things done. He says they do exist. Now is the time for good people to speak up. That's the thing. It's not to be silent just because you want to go at it a different way. It's just that we're not promoting violence. Be angry. That's so true. But sin not. That's the other thing. It hits different when you're a Christian. And I'm not, again, say this real careful. As a Christian for me, and I do everything based off my relationship with Christ, and my readings from the Bible, not my own interpretation, exactly what the Bible has stated, right? So, and of course, Bishop Jakes is a Christian as well. And so, no, we are angry. We're pissed about it. This is an injustice. This is unfair. And we're tired. We're tired too. It's just the approach has to be different for us, okay? And then he said it worked for Dr. King and it will work for us. And I believe that, like I said, honestly, just a sidebar, I really do need some more research on Malcolm X because, I was talking to my dad about different things and Malcolm was, you know, MLK was more about, we're going to talk this thing out. We're going to have a plan. We're going to sit down. We're going to get it done. MLK was, Malcolm X was like, yeah, okay, that's cool. Let's go. Right. Let's tear it up. And, my dad was saying later in his latter years, he was more about, the conversation, more about, you know, still taking action, but a different approach. And I honestly need to do my own research. It's been a long time since I've done black history outside of what we learned in school, which was absolutely nothing. So that's a whole nother story for another day. But all I'm saying is I want my people, my black men and women, to be seen in the best light. And no, it is not fair that they can show a white person looting or a business looting and they don't get the same reaction. It is not fair. However, it is our reality. Black people are seen as, I don't know, just everything that's not positive. We're seen as less than, even though we're educated. We're seen as animals, even though we govern ourselves in the best manner possible. I am an educated Black woman and I still get treated sometimes as less than, and I don't understand. So it is frustrating. It is a terrible situation. But however, again, I don't promote the violence regardless of who's doing it. I don't promote looting. I don't promote the burning of buildings. If that's something you agree with, then okay. I'm not arguing at all. I'm trying to find some peace and some unity in this. So what is the solution? I don't know. I don't think the solution is a violent solution. I don't necessarily think protest is working either, honestly, and that's a piece. I don't think either one of them are working. So we have to really get a solution that really gets us the results that we need. It's going to be a long process. Racism, I don't think is going away for a while unless God says something different, but I don't. It's present and hidden at the same time. Like I said, I experienced racism, and it wasn't being beat, or it wasn't a police officer. It was people, workers. I've had bosses that were racist, and it's crazy. It shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't. My mom shouldn't had to. She before my brother and I were born, she had many names for us picked out, as most mothers do, but she chose the names that she felt could get us jobs without people knowing our race. My mama shouldn't have to do that. She shouldn't have to worry about that, right? You should be able to name your kid anything and not worry about, okay, well, I don't know if they're going to get a job like this. Or I have friends now that they change their name. They'll use like a middle name or use a variation of their name because they know if they use their full name, then they're going to be seen differently. We shouldn't have to do that. I shouldn't feel like I have to, when I go to work, I dress to the nines, and some other races, they don't do that. I'm like, oh, you're dressed so nice. I shouldn't feel like I have to do that to make sure that I am seen a certain way. It's not fair, people. It's not. But that's our reality, unfortunately. How to change that, I don't know. I don't have the solutions. My biggest thing is just knowing that I always want to see my people in the best light. Whatever that light is, I want us to shine. I don't want us to go down to this evil, the evil that is present, go down to that level. We are not evil, but to go down to the police officer that just, I just can't, like, you literally just stuck your knee on this man's neck. He wasn't doing anything to you, and you took his life. I don't want us to even get close to something that evil. I don't want us to think that the only way we can solve something is by looting or burning the building down or shooting somebody or, those types of those actions. I don't want that. But then again, like I said, protesting, I don't think is doing anything either. So like Bishop Jakes was saying, just we really need to have a strategic alliance and a strategic plan. When you have a plan, it's really hard to stop that. When you have some strategic things, and there's people in high places who are upset and who know this is an injustice. And I think we can really get some things done if we really sit down and do that. But it's going to take people to do that. They're going to have to do that. If you feel like everybody in every city, every Black person should go and start burning up buildings and looting, okay, that's your solution. I don't feel that way. But I don't know. Definitely praying about it. Definitely trying to find the right words to say for comfort, for peace. And I know people are so against that right now. And I definitely feel you because you're over it. And I mean, why wouldn't you be? We've done everything we're supposed to do. We've gone to school. We treat people right. We don't do certain things because we already know issues. When we see a police officer, we already get our stuff out. We put our hands on the wheel and they still shoot us. Like, what are we supposed to do? I don't know. But I will say that I hope that we can find the solution that will solve our issue. Again, I think it will take time. I don't know if racism will ever go away, honestly. But I know we can get some things done so that it can be prevented in this regard. I also know that for those who know me, know that I love, one, all people. I am an advocate for everybody. That's just who I am. But I will never stand for an injustice that is done to my people. because that's who I am. I have just a side note, like, it's so interesting that my own people attack me. And I'm like, we supposed to be together. We supposed to be unifying. We supposed to be having those conversations. Yes, they're hard conversations to have. Yes, we're both passionate on both sides, but we can talk about it. You don't have to demean me. You don't have to call me out of my name. I don't have to put you down. I don't have to, you know, knock you down for what you're saying. We can have an open conversation without any of that. And like I said at the beginning, I appreciate those that did have those conversations. I usually get called, I've been called this a lot of times in my life, as the the white black girl because of the way I talk and how I carry myself. And I had to get, I've felt it on both sides. I feel like sometimes I'm not black enough for the black people, and I feel like I'm too black for white people. It's a weird situation to be in, and I'm not looking for what's the word? I'm not looking for sympathy at all. That's just a statement because I feel that way. I'm a military brat. I have a diverse background. I'm used to being around a lot of different people. Both of my parents are educators, so I talk a certain way. We're Christians. I think a certain way, right? So, like, all these things make me who I am. I'm still black, though. I think black is beautiful. There's so many different variations of us, which I think is an awesome thing. We have the ghetto fabulous to the businesswoman to a country person. It's just, we're all over, and I love it. And I think it's beautiful. And I think if all of those things, all of those components, all of us come together, it's helpful. And then not just black people, but when other races see an injustice done to a certain group of people multiple times, I do think it's time for them to stand up too. I think that can make it really impactful. When other minorities are done wrong, I know black people speak up. So I think just to show a black person that you really do care about their people, it is important for you to, even if you don't do it on social media, because guess what? Everybody doesn't comment on social media. And you've seen a lot of people say, if you're not saying nothing, then you're against us. But not necessarily. There are some black people that are not posting about this. That's just not what everybody does. But I do think that if you reach out to a black person and just say, hey, what can I do? Or, hey, I'm so sorry this is happening. That means a lot. Because a lot of us feel hopeless. You know, I know I felt hopeless. I was like, dang, I don't want to see us in this light because I feel like something bad is going to happen to us because they don't care about us. And so if we're stealing something, they will shoot first or arrest or tear gas or whatever and won't care because it's us. And that's, of course, not fair, but that's the reality. And then on the other side of that, I'm like, well, dang, what are we supposed to do? Just sit down and protest? That's not doing nothing. It's hard, guys. It is hard. Even when we're not killed, being black in America is just tough. We don't, especially being a black woman, if I raise my voice or I express my opinion, I'm the angry black woman, right? Or they're always expecting me to say something comical, which I don't know where they got that from. Because I don't know. But I had a white colleague tell me that one time, you're supposed to be funny. Why am I supposed to be funny? Because I'm black? Huh? Where'd you get that from? So it's a constant battle to be black in America. I can't speak for other countries because I'm not there, so I'm not sure if it's hard for you all anywhere else. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, in my reality, I live in America, and this is what it is. It's tough. It's beautiful to be a black person. We love it. We're a unique people. But on the flip side of that, it's also tough because we get in these situations. So at the end of the day, my prayer is for the safety of our people, for us to come together and unify and to figure this thing out. Again, I understand why people support the looting, the burning, and other quote-unquote violent acts, or maybe not as peaceful acts. I get it. And I'm not coming down on you for that. That's your prerogative. I just know for me, that's not a solution that I support, but I support my people. I will never think it's right for someone like Donald Trump to say that he will shoot us if we're looting. That's insane. Like, you can clearly see how he feels about us. If you don't think this man is racist, then I don't know what to say about you, right? I don't know, but I will always support us. Again, I think we're a beautiful people. I think that there's so much that we've done. There's so much that we can do. I just want to see more for us, and I will always stand for us. And I just pray that we can actually get a good solution this time. And I don't want to keep seeing this happen. And I think Lovey, she had it on her Instagram, is something that she wrote years ago about the different stages that we go through when this happens. And at the end of that result, nothing gets done. And I think, which at least I feel that this time something will get done, because we're over it. So whether you feel these actions are right, or whether you feel like these actions are wrong, something has to change. We have to show an action. And please remember that just because somebody wants to do something strategically, or somebody is against, technically, like I said, the quote unquote violent or non-peaceful actions, doesn't mean they want to be silent. Being peaceful does not mean being silent. So just wanted to say that. Again, I'm here for everybody. I love everybody. However, with that being said, I don't take away from when my people are going through an injustice, because it hits differently. When I see a black man down like that, I see my brother, I see my boyfriend, I see my dad, my cousins, and I can't even use the words. It's hurtful. It's hard. It sucks. It's just my girlfriends are all, you know, most of them are black, not all, but most of them are black, and the people in their life are black too. And so it's just like, you see your family, you see your friends, you see everybody. I wouldn't want that to happen to them. So I definitely understand the anger, and I think that anger is right. I just think we have to channel it in a better way. And that's all I was going to say. So it's heavy. It is heavy. And, again, just praying for the best solution, and, just praying for everybody that's dealing with this, who's having emotional distress, who's having anxiety, who has anger but doesn't know what to do, who wants peace but doesn't know how to do it. Just praying for everybody, because I think we're all in this together, even if we're different in how our approach goes. But I just want to make sure, when you talk to somebody, it's okay to agree to disagree. People, it's okay. And I think that's a problem in America. That's just in general, that we feel like if somebody doesn't agree with us and they're against us, not necessarily. Especially that person that said they're not. But hopefully we can have a solution. And if somebody has a solution, you know, that we want to do here in Charlotte, it'd be great to talk about it. Again, I'm a writer, so I can write up anything to help support. That's my strong point. Not the best speaker, but not the worst speaker either, even though I do teach public speaking. I can do that as well. So just want to lend my helping hand any way I can. I definitely intend to write a couple of blogs about this, just to express some things too. So, but yeah, just looking out again for things that we can actually do to help, being a part of a plan, that can really help our people and help us to not be seen as animals or just unworthy of life, which I think is just so insane and so heartbreaking. Like, how can you? Yes, all human life is important. We all know that, okay? When somebody says all black lives matter, does not mean that we don't think anybody else matters. That's not what that means. It's just that we black people's lives are literally being taken away from them, which is why we are so adamant about saying that, just so that you know. But yeah, that's all that I have. I don't know. It's just heartbreaking when we can't, you know, especially when black person can't have a civilized conversation. I don't understand that. But again, that's the life we live. So hopefully we can come together and have a solution, and definitely praying for everyone. The last thing I will say is I think that one solution is to get that police officer in prison for life without parole. That's it. I know some people say in the death penalty and all that. I'm not going to go that far. That's just not something I'm comfortable with. But I will say, he needs to be in prison. He needs to have life with no parole. He killed a man, like legit, like you've seen it. I don't know What else? I don't care if they get fired. Who cares? They can get a job somewhere else. That's not really doing enough for me. I need him to be in prison. For me, that would be one strong solution. But aside from that, I know we got a lot of work to do, people. So peace and love and praying for everyone.